The Proxy Zone, starring Daniel Shaw, written by Gerald Burke. Episode 3, Recap. In our last episode, the Professor and Spike shared their theory on the origin of the strange phenomenon plaguing our heroes.
That's anomaly, dude.
Correct you are, Kevin. Anomaly. And if you correct me again, I'll write you off the show. Although skeptical about this explanation, our team decides to act on their only plan. Kidnap someone from the Proxy Zone and get some answers. To execute the plan, they needed an access portal that just happened to be in the laundromat in Donnie's ex-girlfriend's apartment complex.
I'd like to point out how stupid this is. Of all the places the portal could have been, it just so happens to be at his ex-girlfriend's.
Oh, that's interesting, Duchess Fallbrook. I can't seem to remember who asked you. When they arrive at the apartment complex, Donnie runs into his ex-girlfriend, Teresa.
Preposterous.
Shut up, shut up. And she reveals that she still loves him. Kind of. However, when our heroes try to access the portal, they are attacked by creatures called Glimlots that only Donnie knows how to defeat. Really, Duchess Fallbrook, you have nothing to say about this? Fine, whatever. Now Donnie must choose between perhaps getting back with his ex-girlfriend or helping Lydia and her team save the universe. Join us on this week's episode as we travel into the sewers.
Okay, I'm in.
Wow, that was quick.
I'm sorry, Teresa, but this is too important. I really do want to work things out, but...
I got this.
We already know that doesn't work, Gus. You have to kick them when their back is turned.
I love a good turn your back on me, will ya? Death kick. Hell yeah.
Donnie, what is going on?
Quick, everyone into the portal now.
Teresa, go back to your apartment. Don't come out, okay? I promise I'll explain everything as soon as we get back.
Donnie, don't go in there, please.
I must, my dear, but I swear upon all the stars in heaven.
Bro, enough with the mush. We gotta get moving.
Goodbye, Teresa, okay? Goodbye. For now.
What is this place?
The walls.
What walls?
Exactly. Like that one metallic dude says, it fades to black. If I try to go this way, I just bounce off the walls.
Whee! Yeah, dude! You gotta try this!
Okay, you're the expert here, Donnie. What do you suggest?
If we are where I think we are, there's only one way to scroll.
Scroll?
I mean, move. Move forward. There's no going backwards. There's no going sideways. We can only go straight. If I'm right, there should be two... Yeah, right on cue.
Dude, what are these things sparkling over our heads? You guys see that, right?
That's it! Lydia, your father's a genius!
What are you talking about?
Those are silver doubloons. Jump! Go ahead!
Gotcha! You're mine. What's up, dude?
Can anyone see any numbers? It'll be towards the ceiling.
Where? I hate numbers.
Yep, I see him.
At the end of this level, we can use these doubloons to buy power-ups, including that red suit we need. In this game...
Game?
Yeah, like it or not, we're in a game called The Falconer Pirate. In it, you can collect silver doubloons while fighting enemies and overcoming obstacles. At the end of each level, there's a boss, the Falconer Pirate. He gets stronger with each level. The red suit... I'm telling you, Lydia, your father's onto something.
Do you think it has something to do with the anomaly?
Oh yeah, it has to, but for what, I can't say.
What does the red suit do?
Dude, this is a blast! I got them all, guys! Sorry I didn't save any for you, Donnie, but I didn't want to.
It's okay, Kevin. You have fun. Now, the red suit is one of the game's most powerful and expensive power-ups. It allows you to bring in another character to help. This is all starting to make sense now. Kevin, how many doubloons do we have?
Seven.
And how many do we need?
Just a little over 1,000.
How much more than 1,000?
Well, we need a total of 2,000.
Donnie...
One more thing you should probably know. Do you see what should be five little characters next to the number?
Yeah, bro. Five little sailor dudes. They're cute. Look at them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, well, those are our lives.
What happens when those run out?
Well, back at home, I would just, hit reset.
And here?
I don't know.
Okay, that's less than ideal. Everyone, keep your head on a swivel. We should get a move on.
All right, bros! Let's go get some coins!
Let's kick some ass.
How do you know about all this?
Didn't you go to college?
Of course, I have a PhD in archaeology from Oxford, a master's degree in applied mathematics from Cornell, and a BA in ancient mythologies for Harvard. Oh, and I have a second PhD in anthropology from Yale.
Okay. I am, sorry I asked. How old are you again?
26.
Well, when I was in college, I wasn't, that ambitious. But I did play a lot of video games, so I've probably played Falcon or Pirate 1,000 times.
I guess I should be grateful you were so...
lazy? Yeah.
Let's say diverse in your interests.
Whoa! Watch out, soldiers.
What's that?
It's the Sea of Barbary. We'll need to cross it to get to the first boss. He's easy to defeat. He just, he jumps twice, swings his sword, then when he leaves it extended, we go in for two punches. Only two, and then you'll retreat until he repeats the sequence.
He sounds predictable in his aggression.
Very predictable.
Check out them waves, bros! I'm going in!
Kevin, no!
Great. What do we do now?
We're still here, so that's a good sign. Since Kevin was the first one to enter the portal, he must be player one. That explains why he was the only one who could see our stats.
That doesn't tell us what we should do. Should we go on?
I say blast something. See what happens.
No, I think we should wait. When playing the game, you restart at the beginning of the level every time you lose a life.
Oh, waiting is boring.
So, that was your ex-girlfriend?
Yes. Yes, it was.
She seems nice.
She was, until she broke up with me, but,
Yes?
Well, she told me she regretted it, that she didn't know why she did it. She felt compelled to do it, I guess. I know it sounds stupid.
It sounds like something someone says when they don't want to hurt someone they care about.
I know, but I don't think that's it.
Do you think you'll get back together with her?
I don't know. I hope so, but...
Dudes, do not do what I just did! Ding my head! Whatever that stuff is, it ain't water!
Can you still see your stats?
Sure thing, dude. 247 doubloons. Not bad.
How many little sailors do you see?
Four.
Is that bad?
I'm not sure, but I'd hate to find out what happens if we get to zero. There's a chance that the rules of this game only apply to Kevin as player one, or...
any one of us can cause us to lose a life.
Wait, you don't think we could be dead dudes for realsies if it happens to you? Because that'd be, like, a serious bummer.
I don't know, but don't do anything stupid like that again, okay?
I hear you, bro. Loud and clear. Hey, you got any Tylenol?
So, what do we need to cross the Sea of Barbary?
Guys, Tylenol.
Kevin, no one has any Tylenol.
Hey, you see those boats?
Yes.
We jump on those in sequence until we get across. We need to go one at a time. The sequence on this level is pretty straightforward, just one single jump on each one. But they do get harder the further you progress. I'll go first to show you how it's done, okay? Okay, now you go.
Hey, Donnie, you see any Tylenol over there?
No, Kevin, just make your way across, okay? We'll worry about the head thing later.
Here goes nothing. Okay, we're all here. What now?
Arr, mateys. Ye matey scurvy dogs be walking the plank. No one will be getting my booty.
Now we defeat the Falconer Pirate.
I got this.
You can't shoot it.
I don't see why not. Oh, that's why not. I did not accomplish the mission, Private.
I know. Remember the sequence. He jumps twice, swings his sword, and then you can land two blows. Only two blows. Kevin, do you see two bars of color? One green and one red.
Sure did, dude.
The green is Gus. The red is the pirate. We need the red to disappear before the green, okay? Gus, avoid the...
Ah! He got me with his sword. The bastard. That stings. Oh, yeah.
The green line dropped, dudes.
Be careful, Gus.
This is stupid. I'm going in. Oh.
It looks like only one of us can battle the pirate at a time.
You got this, Gus. Remember.
I know. Two jumps. Swings his sword. Leave it hanging like an idiot, and then two punches. And then repeat. I have this.
Arr, matey. My booty.
You did it, Gus. You did it.
Who's the scurvy dog now?
Hey, Gus, good job. Kevin, how many doubloons?
512.
Great. Only 1,488 left to go.
Dude, check out that belt. Sweet.
Great. Now we only have 1,588 to go. Kevin, at the end of the level, you have the option to buy power-ups. The option to buy them. But don't buy anything. We need to save our doubloons for the red suit, okay? Do you understand?
Sorry, dude. It was so swanky. I'm no good with money.
What does the belt do?
For 30 seconds, you remain immune from Glimlot attacks. I usually use that on level 4, though. Looks like level 2 is ready.
Let's go, everyone. Level 2 awaits.
Arr, arr, matey, matey, my booty, booty.
Woo!
Great job.
Way to go.
That's level 3 down. Where are we at, Kevin?
1,567 doubloons and 3 lives. Sorry about wasting money on those shoes, but did you see me zooming around that dude? I was like, whoa! And he was like, scurvy dog. And I was like, wait, you dead, bro? What a loser.
I saw. Good job.
No way, dude. A 2-pack of Tylenol? But come on, Donnie, please. Let me fix my noggin.
Well, I mean, fix is a pretty generous word there, Kevin, but, yeah, you've earned it. Go ahead.
Oh, sweet bliss.
Well, over the last 3 levels, we learned that the power-ups only apply to Kevin, and that if any of us die, we lose a life in the game.
Yeah, sorry, everyone. I missed that double jump over the water spouts.
If we're smart and don't spend any more money here, Kevin...
I wasn't about to buy that sword, okay? It's a nice sword, but I'm not gonna buy it. Stupid rules.
We should have enough to buy the red suit at the end of level 5.
Then what? How do we get out of here?
I'm not sure yet, but I've considered 2 possible options. Both are pretty scary. Okay. Level 4 awaits.
You forgot to tell me the options.
Oh, well. As best I can tell, there's a safe but difficult option and a quick but possibly life-ending option.
Which are?
The safe option is to finish the game without running out of lives.
And the not kind of safe option?
We die and hope we respawn where we entered.
And pray that the red suit remains in our possession.
I told you neither option was good.
It's no use worrying about that now. We need to stay focused on the task at hand, getting the red suit. After that, then we can decide how to get out of here.
Agreed. Whoa, hey, wait, Kevin! Except for the final boss, this is the hardest section in the entire game.
I got it, dude, don't worry!
Great. Now we have 2 lives left.
Yeah, I didn't have it, dudes.
There are too many Glimlots to try and defeat them all without any help, okay? The sequence is way too tricky. I suggest you use the belt, and when you run past them, they'll die, and the rest of us can cross safely.
On it, dude. Whoa, sweet! I'm invisible! You can't kill me! Die, little Glimlock dudes!
Don't stop, okay? Get as many as you can before time runs out!
You got it, Donnie, dude!
Okay, that solved one problem. Come on, the boss is just ahead.
Gar, matey, you scurvy dogs won't be getting my booty.
Okay, this one's tricky, but not too bad. On this level, he has a blunderbuss. He'll shoot 3 times before reloading. The first shot will be high, you'll need to duck. The next one will be low, you'll need to jump. But the third one can either be high or low, so be on your toes with that one. When he reloads, you can close in for 3 hits before you need to get back, okay? So, who's up for the challenge?
I'll do it.
She is best at jumping. You should see her do that flippy dive thing in person. Totally sweet move, dude. Totally sweet.
Arr, scurvy dog, ye matey, try to get my booty. Nice try. My booty is safe. Arr, you got my booty.
All right!
All right, nice, Lydia!
Yeah!
Way to go, Lydia.
2,112 doubloons, guys. Enough for the red suit! Okay, opening the menu, not buying that sweet sword, even though I really want to. Okay, there's that red suit, okay. Purchase, yes. Am I sure, yes?
Okay, the suit should be in our inventory.
What now?
Now we decide how to leave this place.
We have two options. We can either try to finish the game with only two lives remaining.
I'm guessing it gets super hard from here.
The final boss is a nightmare. It took me 2 years to defeat him.
What's the other option?
Digital suicide.
We enter the next level, get ourselves killed, and hope we respawn back at the portal.
Hopefully, with the red suit.
I've never shied away from a suicide mission before, soldiers.
Dude, I'm sick of this place. I figure we're not gonna make it to the end anyway. Let's give this respawn idea a try. What's the worst thing that happen?
We never come back and disappear from reality entirely.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty bad, actually.
So, we're all in agreement. We jump.
Cowabunga!
All right, let's do this.
I'm in.
Well, here's another one of those seas.
Yep. This one's not hard to cross, but that's not why we're here.
I guess there's no reason to delay.
I'll go first. See you on the other side. Whether that be Earth or Hell.
Geronimo! There's only one sailor left, dudes. I guess it's my turn. Back to the mother that loves me. The ocean.
That's a sea.
Dude, don't harsh my death speech.
Hey, sorry, Kevin.
Okay. Here goes nothing. Cowabunga!
Well, we're still here. Maybe you and I should press on? Maybe we're immune?
I don't think so. I think we need to do this. You know, yesterday when you found me, I had no idea how I was going to keep on going. I didn't want to die, but I wasn't sure how I wanted to live. I don't know if that makes any sense.
I've never been unsure how I wanted to live my life.
That must be nice.
I've never thought about it before.
That must be even nicer.
Maybe we should jump together.
I do know that, that would be nice.
One.
Two. Three.
Dudes, it worked! We didn't die! Well, I mean, we did, but not in real life.
Did we all make it?
Looks that way.
And the suit?
I'm not sure, but I think I might be wearing it.
You look so stupid, bro.
I didn't wear it on purpose, okay? It just happened.
I'm just glad we still have it.
Donnie? Oh my god, you made it. I've been worried sick. 2 hours I've been sitting here, and what are you wearing?
Don't you like it? I think it's sporting and, stylish.
You look nice.
I don't want to be repetitive, but we don't have time for this. We need to get the suit back to my father and Spike. Donnie, are you coming with us?
I'm not sure.
Donnie, you're not thinking about going with these people, are you? Stay here with me, please?
Lydia, this has been, well, I won't say fun, but an adventure I won't forget. But, I belong here with Teresa.
If that's what you really want.
It is. Let me just get this thing off of me.
It's stuck, dude.
Yeah, I know, Kevin. Just help me get it off, okay? Okay, just... Hey, watch where your hand is.
Move your arm. No can do, dude. It's super stuck. Like Venus in a flytrap.
Looks like you're coming with us after all.
He's not going anywhere with you. He's staying here where he belongs. Aren't you, Donnie?
You can't stay here. Not until we get that suit off you. You know how important this mission is.
Teresa, I'm sorry. They're right. I need to go with them. At least until this thing is solved.
What thing? Will someone please tell me what's going on?
We don't
have time!
Teresa, you should come with us.
That's a bad idea.
Where he goes, I go.
Fine, if you insist, but you have no idea what you're in for. Everyone, back on the bus.
You took the bus?
I'm going to stick out like a sore thumb.
I'll drive if a couple people don't mind scrunching in the back. I have enough room for everyone.
Shootgun! Where?
No, I'm riding up front. Okay, this suit is uncomfortable enough as it is.
I only hope that my father and Spike managed to get everything ready in time. I don't know about you all, but I'm ready for some answers. Hello?
Hello? Anyone here?
Over here.
Oh my god, Spike! Are you okay?
Yeah, just a little woozy.
What happened?
I'm not sure. We were attacked by... I think it was cowboys.
You're kidding me.
Where's the professor and Duchess Fallbrook?
They took them.
The cowboys?
Yeah.
Where, Spike?
Maybe this'll help. I mean, fastening a note to the door. Can you get any more cliche?
Let me see.
Not to be unsympathetic, but can we move forward with the plan without the professor?
No, he's the only one who knows the formula we need to download someone from the proxy zone. The mechanics are set, but we need that formula.
And he didn't write it down?
No, he's afraid werewolves will steal it.
That doesn't make any sense. What would werewolves do with a mathematical formula?
You'll find that a lot of what my father does doesn't always make sense.
Can someone please tell me what's going on here?
I warned you not to come here. You have no idea what you've gotten yourself into.
No, she does not. Now that our heroes have recovered the red suit, will they finally get some answers? What happened to the professor and Mrs. Fallbrook? Will Donnie and Teresa get back together? And what kind of cowboy leaves behind a perfectly good throwing knife? Find out next episode as we head into Marauder's Junction.
What the hell is going on here?
The Proxy Zone Reboot was written by Gerald Burke. All voices by Daniel Schall. Music by Sean Rayner. Produced and directed by Gerald Burke and Daniel Schall. If you enjoyed this episode, check out Just Vic, available on Audible or Apple Books. Written by Gerald Burke and narrated by Daniel Schall.